Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore's listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Appearing in very rough shape, the suspects in the deadly attack on a suburban Moscow concert venue have appeared in Russian court. The BBC's Charles Haviland following developments in Moscow.
Russian media have named all four suspects, publishing video of them in the courtroom. One, either unconscious or barely conscious, was brought in a wheelchair and even given medical attention in court. All appear to have been beaten. Videos of brutal interrogation sessions were apparently leaked by security forces, and reports suggest one has lost an ear and at least one has been electrocuted. The Afghan cell of the Islamic State group says it was responsible for Friday's gun attack, killing almost 140 people.
The hearing comes as Russia observed a national day of mourning for the victims of the Friday attack that Russian President Putin has accused Ukraine of having a hand in. That's an allegation that Kiev firmly denies. But no comment yet from Japan's government on North Korea's claim that Japanese Prime Minister Kishida has proposed a summit with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. It would be the first such meeting in two decades. North Korean state media reports that Kim's sister, herself a high-ranking government official, claims Kishida said he wants to meet with Kim in person and soon. This is deadline day for former President Trump. Barring a last-minute reprieve, he must pay a $464 million bond or risk having his assets seized by New York Attorney General Letitia James. But such a seizure can be a long, arduous process, according to New York real estate attorneys. On Friday, Mr. Trump announced he had secured the bond money. The civil fraud case, part of what Mr. Trump says is a political vendetta against him designed to hobble his White House campaign. Election interference, according to former President Trump. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 49 points. NASDAQ futures are off 37 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Seth Hullhaus brings hope and insight as he fights against socialism and communism on the Man in America podcast. Now available on the Salem Podcast Network.
The role of the digital world in shaping our perception of the real world cannot be overlooked. It seems like all of these mechanisms are dividing us in endless ways.
Subscribe to Man in America today on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Good Monday morning, everybody. It is 6:03, Talk Radio 680, WCVM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking at some slowing on the parkway already this morning. It's the usual area, Rundle Mills south through 175, moving south on 295, and the northbound side coming up to Powder Mill Road, pretty active as well. In Prince George's County, there was an accident at the ramp at Greenbelt Road right at the Capitol Beltway. I think some of the ramp traffic there off the Capitol Beltway may have a delay, so heads up for that. And what appeared to be a broken down vehicle, if you're exiting from I-95 south at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, the ramp to Keith Avenue, about three quarters of the way down that ramp, there was a tractor trailer sitting on the left-hand side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Clear and cold to begin this Monday. The afternoon high should eventually get close to 55 with sunshine and a light breeze out of the northeast, and then clouds will spread in tonight with a low dropping to 36. Mostly cloudy for Tuesday with a high near 54, and then wet weather on Wednesday with showers developing and a high near 58. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 33 degrees. Aberdeen has 34 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on The Morning Drive. Former players and community leaders are remembering the life and legacy of Peter Angelos, who died Saturday after years of declining health. Angelos was 94. Former Orioles Adam Jones called Angelos an incredible man who shared his deep love of the city of Baltimore. Cal Ripken Jr. says Angelos' impact through his ownership of the O's and his many charitable contributions is undeniable. And Jim Palmer said that Angelos did so much for so many with so little fanfare. Governor Wes Moore called Angelos a true Baltimore icon, and Mayor Brandon Scott says his impact will be felt for generations. Police investigating the cause of a fatal crash in Baltimore County this weekend. It claimed the life of 60-year-old Sang Yu Kang on Saturday morning. Authorities say the minivan spun out of control, hit a tow truck along I-695. Both drivers rushed to shock trauma. The passenger in the van died upon impact. And tonight, Mayor Brandon Scott is scheduled to deliver his annual State of the City address at the Baltimore Center stage. His address comes just before voters decide his political future in the Maryland primary on May 14th. Tonight, he'll be joined by city elected officials and Baltimore residents during his address. It's 6:05 on WCBM. WCBM Sports is next.
Does the idea of writing a will bring to mind a thriller movie about a wealthy, dysfunctional family fighting for a deceased relative's fortune? If you answered yes, you're not alone. Although these movies are entertaining, they sometimes lead to misconceptions about wills and estate planning. The biggest myth is that estate planning is only for the ultra-wealthy. The truth is, it's for everyone. Stouffer Legal is here to help you navigate fact from fiction. Our valuable insights and customized approach to estate planning ensures you and your loved ones are protected if something unexpected were to happen. We are here to protect your family and provide a peace of mind to your generation of planners. Learn more about how to protect your stuff and your legacy at planbaltimore.com or by calling 410-645-PLAN. That's planbaltimore.com. PlanBaltimore.com or call us at 410-645-PLAN.
WCBM Sports. Orioles rookie Colton Cowser will be on the opening day roster. The O's number three prospect, according to MLB.com, let media members know he made the team after Baltimore took down the Twins 8-3 in their last Grapefruit League game. Cowser had a powerful spring, hitting six homers, picking up 13 RBIs and slugging .717. Nationals blown out 10-1 by the split squad Mets in their final Grapefruit League game. And Patrick Corbin had a rough outing, giving up three runs, seven hits, four innings. William Byron celebrating an Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix victory. He held off Christopher Bell in a close finish at the Circuit of the Americas. Rivals were neck and neck when the white flag came out and finished within 0.6 seconds of each other. Byron is the first NASCAR Cup Series driver to win two races this season after earning a Daytona 500 victory last month. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick three was 5-3-4. Your pick four, 6-2-5-9. And now you are up to date on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Target Ukrainians that they believe.
Variants will continue.
The inflation fire.
Our small world has big problems, and it all revolves around the axis of information. Stay connected.
The real hero of the day.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employers, and advertisers of WCBM. But they should be.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Time of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. You can join the conversation here at 410-922-6680, 1-800-922-6680. It's Monday, March the 25th. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
And welcome to the program. Hope you had a great weekend. Coming up on the show in this hour, another crime at White Marsh Mall, this time a stabbing.
Lived in White Marsh for 20-plus years, so for everyone that lives around here, it's quite concerning.
Yeah, I would imagine. So Eric Trump comes out in strong defense of his father in a lengthy interview with Maria Bartiromo.
This is lawfare. They want to hurt my father, who is winning the presidential race right now. He's beating Biden in every single poll, in every single swing state.
But the top story here today is, yes, they've done it again. The Republican Party, a.k.a. the stupid party, has once again passed the Pelosi-Schumer-Biden spending bill with all the Democrat spending priorities, with no securing of the border. This time it's Speaker Johnson who has failed and capitulated and surrendered to the radical left spending bill. And Chip Roy from Texas says, those that broke it, you own it.
Anybody who votes for this bill today owns every stinking bit of it.
Yeah.
They
absolutely
own the destruction of the American economy with all these regulations killing families. They own the wide-open borders.
They do own it.
Death and destruction. They own the fentanyl pouring into communities.
They own it. They absolutely own it. Thank you, Chip, for reminding us of that. Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna of the House Freedom Caucus, believe it or not, there is money in here to secure borders, just not our own.
We didn't have a lot of time to go through it, but I can tell you that I didn't get one call from my people in my district asking me to vote for this. And so I listened to them. I voted against it. But I just really want to point out something in that it is alarming that of the $1.2 trillion, over $880 million of that went to securing foreign borders instead of our own.
Yep. Foreign borders get secure, but not our own borders. And the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, Bob Good, they held a press conference on Friday. And just once again, you just really have a couple of, maybe 30, 35 people in the House, maybe, that actually want to see a limited government to rein in this radical spending. But unfortunately, too many rhinos in the kitchen.
Is there anything that some Republicans won't do to keep this government open? Why are we in a rush to keep this government open that is so harming the American people by the very policies which they are suffering under?
Yeah. So that's what we got. And right now, of course, you had two things on this. One is that Speaker Johnson, who was put in because Speaker McCarthy failed to keep his promises, he's already broken two promises. One was the 72-hour rule, where members of Congress would have 72 hours to absorb, digest, read this 1,000-page monstrosity. He broke that promise. And he broke another thing called the Hastert rule. And the Hastert rule is that the majority of your conference has to support the bill before you will bring it to the floor.
Right.
And you had, you need 108 or 9, I think it is. What are they, 209? Who knows how many Republicans are anymore? I think it's down to 218. So you would need 110.
Yeah.
You need 110. 101. That's how many Republicans voted for this in the House. 101. So he did not have a majority of the conference. So he violated that rule as well.
Yeah, well, there's no expectation, I guess, that our leaders will actually pay attention to the people who put them in that position. Thus, Marjorie Taylor Greene's shot across the bow saying, either you pay attention to us or you'll be gone, too.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that here in just a second. But over in the Senate side, it was very quick. It was over. Literally, I think they had about 25 rhino Republicans and round up the usual suspects. So it's the rhinos. It's the swamp, the deep state, the establishment that continues. There's no interest in single subject bills. There's no good. Because this is how they get what they want. You know, they have to keep the government open. They have to fund defense. They got to pay the military, et cetera. And in order to do that, we've got to have abortion on demand. We have to have open borders. We have to have wokeism and et cetera. I think the only thing they did put in there was the flying of the rainbow flag over embassies. More on that coming up in just a second. And what is going to come next on this motion to vacate? And we'll tell you the rhino plot. There's a secret plot right now in Congress to stop Trump.
It's 6:13 right now. Good morning, Chuck Whitaker. Hope you had a good weekend. How's traffic looking?
Not too bad. The update from this incident at Greenbelt Road in the Capitol Beltway, the now indicating the vehicle is broken down on the ramp from the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway to the northbound BW Parkway. So it might be a little bit crowded there on that ramp. They thought it was an accident. Turns out it's a broken down vehicle. So a little bit slow, possibly there in Prince George's County. Went back and checked on this tractor trailer. It's in the painted out area now, I-95 South at the Keith Avenue ramp. So there is room to get by on the ramp coming by to the right side. So not an impact there. We're good right now through Annapolis. Everybody's fine on the Bay Bridge early. Most of the traffic westbound on the main span, and we're clear from that point all the way over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast, it is going to be a sunny and dry start to the week today, and we'll see 55 a little later on. Still chilly at night, 36 for the low. Tomorrow, cloudy and 54. It's clear and 32 in the city and 30 in Pikesville. Time for some one-liner news for you today. Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire. The number one movie at the box office.
Really?
Yeah. Well, the only other entertainment option this weekend was basketball, and more basketball. In case you didn't know,
golf and Clearwater. Thank you.
Yes, and Clearwater. Right. In case you weren't into March Madness, a new study published in Scientific Reports claims that python meat is more eco-friendly portion of protein than poultry, pork, or red meat.
Mmm, python.
That might explain why there's a new place down in Brooksville called Outback Snakehouse.
Slow at the house, huh?
It was raining this weekend. We had nothing to do with
that. That's right. Former Congressman George Santos says he's leaving the Republican Party. He made the decision after consulting with his friend Fang Fang.
Yes.
And Eric Swalwell. A provision in the massive government funding package signed by President Biden over the weekend bans the flying of the Rainbow Pride flags over U.S. embassies. But apparently the Democrats and Biden's handlers told him not to talk about it because they were afraid he was going to mispronounce flag. Yeah, that could have been a problem.
Oh, my.
You mean those munitions you throw, the fragmentation grenades?
Yes. New study finds out playground bullies actually prospered and statistically go on to earn more money in middle age.
They just don't live to be old.
Yeah. After Chuck perfected the wedgie, it was anybody would pay anything at that point.
Well, I think actually it was right after the explosion at Bikini Knoll that Chuck came up with the atomic wedgie first.
Sure.
Yeah.
Boy, did that a lot.
Yeah. Sad news, Peter Angelos, as you have been reporting, passed away. Owner and lawyer of the Orioles, of course, passed away at the age of 94. Had a long illness, was battling, I think, dementia and Parkinson's, although they did not give a cause of death. Again, he was a... he actually ran for mayor in Baltimore.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, he did. He ran, won a seat on the city council, and then ran against Tommy D'Alessandro. Ticket mate was Clarence Mitchell III. And he ran against Tommy D'Alessandro III and lost for the mayor's race. And then he became a lawyer, went to law school, University of Baltimore, became a lawyer, and the rest,
as they say,
history. Asbestos, tobacco, the whole nine yards. He was the steelworkers, shipbuilders' best friend way back when. But then he bought the Orioles, you remember that whole thing that went down, that group they put together?
Yeah.
It was Tom Clancy, Boogie Wineglass from the Merry-Go-Round stores.
And also from Diner,
Right. Yeah. Right, of course. And then to Barry Levinson, as you mentioned, from Diner. Pam Shriver was involved in that. Jim McKay, the sportscaster. And everyone thought, okay, this is great because the Orioles are going to stay local. And in the beginning, it looked like this was going to be golden because we went to two American League Championship Series 2 years in a row. Then nothing for 14 years. It was pure hell. But now, of course, and all the timing of this. I mean, the Major League Baseball just approved the sale. Maryland Stadium Authority approved the potential change in ownership. And then, unfortunately, he passes away at the age of 94. That's crazy. Was not well loved by the Oriole fan base.
No. He kept it here, anyway. Chuck invented the royal hang, by the way, which is hanging someone from a fence by their underwear, according to Marty. So he was apparently a witness to this, or subject of it, Chuck.
Great news, though, that Elton John's birthday today. He is 77.
All right.
America could play probably for hours, you know, 9 number one hits, 29 songs that charted in the Hot 100. And, of course, at the end, just gave his goodbye.
Only 9 number one?
9 number ones.
Wow.
Yeah.
Seemed like a lot more.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. He had a great, his album, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, was considered to be his best because it was a classic.
Good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Saw him at the Cap Center way back.
Yeah, I saw him there as well. Again, great showman.
I saw him on TV once.
Wow. Blackout.
On Friday, we were discussing Kate Middleton.
Yes.
And then this incredible announcement on Friday afternoon.
William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family. It has taken us time to explain everything to George, Charlotte, and Louis in a way that's appropriate for them and to reassure them that I'm going to be okay. As I've said to them, I am well. Having William by my side is a great source of comfort and reassurance too, as is the love, support and kindness that has been shown by so many of you. We hope that you'll understand that as a family, we now need some time, space and privacy while I complete my treatment. I must focus on making a full recovery. At this time, I'm also thinking of all those whose lives have been affected by cancer. For everyone facing this disease, in whatever form, please do not lose faith or hope. You are not alone.
Yeah, amazing. Grace and thoughts and prayers to Kate. And
do we know which particular cancer she has?
We do not. Okay. And she had abdominal surgery, and they found the cancer, and very, very private about that. My first thought was, you know, these poor children, you know, how are they going to tell them? All right, so we certainly wish her a speedy recovery in her battle against cancer.
And the bottom line is, leave her alone.
Yeah, absolutely. 6:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
You grew up believing liberty and freedom were privileges of being an American citizen. And you were right. But somehow that's changed. Crime has become so much a part of our society today that we don't even want to walk out of our home for fear of being a victim. That's why Free State Safety Training was created. They offer instructional courses in categories such as situational awareness, carjacking, and an active shooter situation. If you're a business owner or individual, you're concerned for your safety and employee safety. If you own a delivery service, you're concerned for your driver's safety at the hands of a potential carjacking. Free State Safety Training offers courses designed to increase your sense of awareness to danger and how to respond to it. Take your freedom back and inquire today. For more course information, go to freestatesafetytraining.com. freestatesafetytraining.com.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030, 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
There have now been over 75 attacks against Americans in Syria, Iraq, and other areas in the region, and now another aggressive action by the Chinese Navy in the South China Sea against America's Navy. And it's like, and these are international waterways, and nothing seems to ever happen.
Weekday afternoons, 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Happy Monday morning to you. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Just a heads up in Towson, there's a work zone this morning. It's taking away a lane, York Road at Burke Avenue. So the local traffic later could be a little bit of a factor for the ride there. Beltway continues to fill in a little bit now on the west side between I-70 and Frederick Road. JFX, very nice. Ruxton Road, all the lanes are clear all the way into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny and dry today, 55. The expected high right now, clear 30 in Westminster. It's 29 in Owings Mills. Coming up at 6:35 this morning, Eric Trump weighs in on today's D-Day for the bond that his dad, former President Trump, has to post on the New York City fraud verdict. And what happens if he doesn't do it? And so we'll hear from Eric Trump. Also, the White Marsh Mall, a sign of continuing crime, with this time a stabbing after someone was shot there the weekend before. So just incredible what's happening in Baltimore County. But what's happening in Washington has got me very concerned. Because, you know, the deep state isn't going to go away anytime soon. They're going to continue to battle to fight against President Trump, against MAGA, against America First. And what we now have is this incredible betrayal on the part of Speaker Johnson. And I understand he's got a very slim majority. I understand that it was going to be difficult to prevail.
Correct.
But at least I think most Americans or most Americans that have voted for Trump, voted for MAGA, want you to at least try. They want you to fight for them. And again, if you lose, if you go down swinging, you go down swinging. But there was no attempt here to fight at all. There was basically Chuck Schumer's bill that they signed off on, got just about everything they wanted. And so that upset, as you might imagine, Marjorie Taylor Greene. And she announced on Friday a motion to vacate because we need a speaker who will keep his promises.
We need a speaker of the House that knows how to negotiate, knows how to walk in the room, knows how to hold the line, and knows how to defend America First.
Now, she did it. She didn't do it with privilege, meaning that it's not really live and active as of yet. Meaning that this is
a shot across the bow.
Yeah, this is a warning to the speaker.
It's more of a warning and a pink slip. I respect our conference. I paid all my dues to my conference. I'm a member in good standing, and I do not wish to inflict pain on our conference and to throw the house in chaos.
And there's a lot of, look, there's pushback from people like Clay Higgins and others are saying, hey, look, Johnson's a good man. He's just in an impossible situation. Let's not jump the gun here. Again, we need fighters, and we need people who are going to try to fight, to try to battle, instead of just negotiate. There's not even negotiation. It's just Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and Joe Biden got their way. And then we get this. Rhino Mike Gallagher is now going to resign his seat. In Wisconsin. And here's the rub. If he had resigned before April the 9th, that means a special election would have been held in Wisconsin to fill the seat immediately. Yeah. He, however, delayed, and he said he worked on, with the Speaker Johnson, he worked on the timing of this, the timeline of this. He instead is going to resign as of April the 19th. That means that that seat will now be vacant all the way through November 5, until the next election cycle. And then you start asking why. Why would he not? I mean, it's only 10 days. Does he really need to hang on for 10 more days? Well, he does if the plan is to give the Democrats either the House because of the Ken Buck left on Friday, packed up his things, he's gone. So now you're down to razor-thin margins. And if Republicans lose one vote, they basically throw the House into the hands of the Democrats now because of needing a majority to pass anything, to get anything done. So the scuttlebutt is, the belief is that this is the way the deep state, the swamp, is going to stop Trump. They couldn't get him out with impeachment. They couldn't stop him with collusion. They're trying lawfare now. That is proving to be difficult to do. And so this might be their last ditch or gasp to get him out. And what they would do is, if the Democrats then control the House, they would then pass a law defining what insurrection is. And then they would use that to keep him from being able to run for president.
Marvelous. Perfect.
So, I mean, and look, people are going to say, oh, that's crazy talk, Sean. Really? After everything you've seen over the last however many years, 8 years of their scheming to try to get rid of Trump, we've watched the comments made by people like Larry Hogan, by Mitt Romney. Lisa Murkowski is the latest. The deep state, the establishment, doesn't want anything to do with Trump. And they're going to now bend over backwards. They have a plan, and that is to ban him from the 2024 ballot, and that is underway right now. And I think that again, the Uniparty is plotting, to deny Trump his presidency because they know he's going to win. They know he is going to win. You see, he's up by 8 in Michigan.
Yeah, in every single battleground state, Trump leads Biden in some states significantly. How Biden would manage to dig back from this? You can't write a sensible scenario. So what they have left, Sean, is just force Trump off the ticket.
Yeah, and don't forget McCarthy resigned in December.
Yep.
And Bill Johnson of Ohio left, and then they fired stupidly a reliable MAGA vote, George Santos, yep. And so until waiting.
Yeah, without being convicted, without anything. Yeah, no. I mean the Democrats, they did the right thing. Well, Bull, they did the right thing, and the Democrats wouldn't do the right thing then. Hey, Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together, folks, to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over half a century. It's about time that the two premier transmission service companies team up. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured tranny for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burney Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. Free area towing. There's great financing available. Call Glenn Burney Transmissions, 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions, 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
It is coming up on 6:30. Eric Trump coming up next on Seizure Day. It is time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Former players, community leaders, remembering the life and legacy of Peter Angelos. Angelos died Saturday after years of declining health. He was 94 years old. Police investigating the cause of a fatal crash in Baltimore County this weekend claimed the life of 60-year-old Sung-Yu Kang on Saturday morning. Authorities say the minivan spun out of control, hit a tow truck along 695. Both drivers rushed to shock trauma. Passenger in the van died upon impact. Mayor Brandon Scott is scheduled to deliver his annual State of the City address at Baltimore Center Stage. His address comes just before voters decide his political future. Orioles opening day roster almost finalized ahead of opening day against the Angels on Thursday. Rookie Colton Cowser is the latest addition. And a retired mechanic and a home repair worker who is also a community activist and block captain for Oakford Avenue, Ross Norwood, has passed away. Norwood was 88 when he died March 10th of kidney disease near Pikesville. It's 6:31. WCBM Sports is next.
Are you behind on your taxes? If you have unfiled returns, the deadline to claim your COVID credits is almost here. I'm Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution, a local firm that helps people with IRS and state tax issues. If you miss out on the credits and the IRS comes knocking, you could owe thousands more. Call me now, 443-367-9000. Make your tax issue a priority before the IRS does. Times are tough. But what if your bank account was frozen or your paycheck garnished? Don't wait for the government to take the first step. That's not a plan. You need to act now on your terms. Call me, 443-367-9000 to get protected. Imagine the relief. We customize a resolution plan using our proven strategies and work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Qualified people have reduced their tax debt by more than 90%. Call your local experts at 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side, strategictaxresolution.com. We're A-plus rated by the BBB. Get relief.
WCBM Sports. Well, the Orioles now look forward to actually opening day Thursday at home against the Angels. Colton Cowser just noted it will be on the opening day roster. They've just about had their opening day lineup all set. Nationals blown out 10-1 by the split squad Mets in their final Grapefruit League day. They play a team of their prospects tomorrow before opening the season Thursday at the Reds. Peter Malnati celebrating a victory after winning the 2024 Valspar Championship. Malnati shot a 67 in the final round to finish atop the leaderboard at 12 under par. And William Byron celebrating an Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix victory after holding off Christopher Bell in a close finish at the Circuit of the Americas. It's 6:32. In 60 seconds, WCBM. Oh, actually, not in 60 seconds. We're there right now. It's traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We're taking a look at weather first. We have sunny today and a high 55 degrees. Overnight cloudy, low 36. Tomorrow cloudy and a high 54. Right now, pick three lottery is a 534. Your pick four is 6259. And now, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
And both the tunnels and the Key Bridge, they're running just fine at this point. Nothing major. 895 and 95 clear. Key Bridge traffic pretty active on the inner loop from Dundalk over towards Anne Arundel County. Just a reminder, if you're going to be through Towson this morning, active construction area now with a lane blocked at York Road at the intersection at Burke Avenue. And the west side outer loop, some brake lights now forming. Heads up for that between I-70 and the ramps at Frederick Road as you're heading south eventually towards I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clear and cold to begin this Monday. The afternoon high should eventually get close to 55 with sunshine and a light breeze out of the northeast, and then clouds will spread in tonight with a low dropping to 36. Mostly cloudy for Tuesday with a high near 54, and then wet weather on Wednesday with showers developing and a high near 58. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Martha Quinn here. It's time to rock Pearl's 100% California-grown black ripe olives, now better than ever. Pearl's black ripe olives have nothing added but sea salt and water. No artificial colors or preservatives. For quality you can trust, look for the sunny yellow can at your local Wise Markets.
Right now, Baltimore has 33 degrees, Ellicott City 32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 634 right now. As I noted, the pick three lottery number from last night, 534. Your pick four is 6259. And now you are up to date on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hear about it.
My concern really is my generation, millennials.
Talk about it.
We are a weak bunch of wussies.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Great email in from Paz. As Biden's party continues to destroy our country, Biden's approval ratings are in the toilet. Yet the GOP traitors that voted for his disgusting budget bill and are fleeing like evil sellouts before November will be the reason they lose the House in the next election. Well, Paz, I hope that you're wrong on this one. I hope that, they're gone, but I hope we manage to hold on to the House. Look, Trump is going to have massive coattails this fall, is my hope. Because what you're seeing with the lawfare being waged against him is boomeranging against the Democrats. And a lot of people are going to walk into the polling place and simply pull the R ticket from top to bottom.
Yeah, and I think that's the best strategy because clearly the deep state isn't capable of extinguishing itself. It's not good. They're not going to self-police or self-edit.
No.
You're going to have to force these people out. And the way you do that is with nominating MAGA America First candidates, voting for them, funding them. And now that Ron McDaniel's out, you've got Michael Wadley and Lara Trump and others. So, yeah, it's going to take a while. This took decades of this to get to build the swamp up, and now to drain it effectively, it's going to take a little bit of
while. Take more than just the next 4 years.
Yeah, it absolutely. That's why the V pick is really, really important. Mark in Baltimore, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. By the way, go Orioles in the regular season opening at home against the Angels this coming Thursday afternoon. Here's a question. If we the motion to vacate, if we can get Johnson removed from the speakership, is there anybody at all, either in the House, or it doesn't have to be a member of the House of Representatives, we can trust that can be speaker replacement after Johnson hopefully is gone? What do you think? And what do you know?
No, I don't.
Well, here we go again. You know, the 15 rounds with McCarthy and then all that craziness last year with Mike Johnson. And right now, I don't think there's much of an appetite to do that again in an election year. But if they have to, they will. But look, I think that right now it's going to be difficult. You're not going to get a bunch of this rhino support. That's the reason why apparently they went off for Mike Johnson, because they think Mike Johnson, nice man, is that he could be controlled. He could be basically brought into the fold, if you will, in order to continue the omnibus, the minibus, all this stuff, and never even entertain single subject bills. The next one to come down the pike is going to be funding for Ukraine and Israel, and that's when they come back from the Easter recess in a couple of weeks. But the other point is, I would rather see it somebody. Now, people keep saying Trump. But again, he's in and out of court. Right. It is going to be very difficult. He's trying to run a presidential campaign today. Of course, he may have some of his assets. We'll get to that in just a second. I like Dave Brat. There's some other guys out there that I might like. Former congressmen that know how the House works. People that would be able to economically hold their own against the deep state. But it's a mess right now. The Republican Party is a mess.
Absolute mess. Matthew Whitaker, former Attorney General, had comments yesterday on the conflict between the charges against Trump and the bond requested and the Eighth Amendment to the Constitution.
He took out a loan. He paid that loan back with interest, and somehow he is civilly liable now for this amount. It's an outrageous miscarriage of justice. You know, it is inconsistent with our fundamental constitutional rights to due process, prevention against excessive fines under the Eighth Amendment to the Constitution.
And that's the big one. we have in the Eighth Amendment of the Constitution. This is part of the Bill of Rights. Protection against excessive fines. If half a billion bucks is not an excessive fine, I don't know what would qualify. Whitaker said that the case against Trump, from beginning to end, this is the New York case, is just outrageous.
This case, I just think, is completely outrageous, and he should and will continue to fight, and you know, hopefully he can find a court that's more sympathetic than Judge Engoron was.
Clearly. Now, Eric Trump had a long conversation yesterday with Maria Bartiromo, so today, tomorrow, potentially on Wednesday, depending on exactly how the show flow goes, will highlight some of what he had to say with Maria Bartiromo. He began with the assertion, which I think we now can mostly accept is true, that what's going on now is an attempt by the political left to put Donald Trump out of business and force him out of politics.
They're trying to put my father out of business. They're trying to take all his resources that he'd otherwise put into his own campaign for presidency. This is New York State. This is what we're seeing. Letitia James campaigned on this promise, and now they're making him do something that's not physically possible. Putting up a $500 million bond, bonds that size don't exist in this country. A $10 million bond is a large bond. A $15 million bond is an enormous bond. A $500 million bond
is outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. And then Eric said, look, you got to think about who's actually going to be impacted by this. Yeah. They're going to go after Donald Trump. Maybe they get some money. Maybe they won't. Maybe they'll seize the property. Maybe they won't. But the people who are actually impacted by this are those individuals who are employed by Donald Trump.
You know who they're actually going to hurt? They're going to hurt the thousands and thousands of employees that we have in New York State. These are janitors. These are doormen. These are, you know, people that work in commercial buildings. They're going to hurt those individuals. Not the executive. They're going to hurt those individuals. How about all the contractors that we employ to do build-outs? How about, you know, everybody else that relies on our family? Thousands of people. Yeah. All for their own political vendetta?
Yeah, and that, Sean, is the key. They don't really care about who this impacts. They have an agenda set. Their agenda is to get Donald Trump. Look, I don't care if you like the guy or don't like the guy. If they can do it to the leading candidate for the presidency of one of the two political parties and put Trump out of the mix entirely. If the leading candidate were, I don't know, Ted Cruz, they can do it to Ted Cruz. If they could do it to Marco Rubio, if they could do it to anybody, they can do it to you. They can do it to any other business owner or business leader. And New York is destroying the potential for continuing to grow as a business base. People overseas are looking. They're saying, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, I think that the agenda is to get Trump, but that's just one half of the agenda. The agenda is to destroy free markets and capitalism in this country. That is the goal of the progressive radical Marxists and communists, and Trump standing in the way. So Trump is the lead guy that they got to get out of the way, and this is, and again, but look at the message they're sending to New York businesses, to the real estate industry, to banks, everything. The corporate America is being put on notice that we're coming for you.
Yeah.
We're going to take Trump out first, and then you're next.
Yeah, if you misbehave, we will get you. Now, Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank, as a major real estate investor himself, he says he has real concerns about ever doing business in New York again because of this.
As he should. Yeah. As anybody should. Yeah. Anybody with the right mind wants to create a good business, to create a profitable business. Let's not forget that all of this stuff did profit for Trump. And there were no victims. This was a victimless crime. This was all designed to make him spend his campaign cash, tie it up so he couldn't spend it on the campaign trail.
Precisely. And what Eric Trump had to say with Bartiromo was pointing out the traditional metrics on U.S. capitalism is what kind of a borrower has this person been before? Have they paid their bills in a timely manner? You know, your credit score, in essence. But this is for corporations.
We've never had a default. We've never missed a payment. We've never been in a breach of covenant. This isn't about this. This is lawfare. They want to hurt my father, who is winning the presidential race right now. He's beating Biden in every single poll, in every single swing state.
Yeah, and that is the real goal. 6:43 right now. We'll have more from Eric Trump coming up during the course of the week. More on this tomorrow, all right? Right here on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, same time, same station. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Capitol Beltway still running okay. Nothing major. The normal backup on the outer loop is really not as bad as normal, but still there. New Hampshire Avenue around the Georgia Avenue, the Prince George's County side of the Capitol Beltway is clear, and the parkway with the lanes open coming up from Powder Mill Road coming south from 175. No issues right now. We're back in Annapolis. All is well. The sun is coming up, and we're seeing more traffic now westbound on the main span at the Bay Bridge, but the lanes are open over through Sandy Point, over to the Severn River Bridge, and still clear at the ramps at I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it is going to be a sunny and dry Monday here during Easter week, and we're looking at a high of 55, cloudy and low tonight 36. Right now, it is clear and 32 in Middle River, 29 in Forest Hill. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
Like the sound of that.
Burger King looks to add more value during breakfast hours with the introduction of new $5 breakfast bundles.
Oh,
now
breakfast
through
bundle.
April the 7th. Awesome AM bundle. You get a single biscuit, sausage, egg, and cheese, or biscuit, bacon, and cheese, ham, egg, and cheese, whichever you like. The morning grind set bundle. Sounds interesting. That's a double croissant sandwich with the meat of your choice and eggs. And the best of BK bundle as well. You get a choice of the croissant sandwich and the single biscuit sausage.
Which is wonderful. You get a Bissette, first thing for breakfast.
Yeah.
Do you get? I'm hoping it's Jacqueline Bissette.
No.
That you get?
Yeah. No. I don't know if you'd like...
At one point, that would have been fine.
Yes.
Not so much today.
Yeah, yeah. It might be a moot point now. Pepperidge Farm is baking new lemon blueberry-flavored swirl bread. It's a new flavor. No, cinnamon raisin swirl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is lemon blueberry-flavored swirl bread.
Okay.
Crumbles baking new carrot cake and more now through the end of March. So if you like the crumble cookies. Oreo has announced a new flavor. Churro flavored cream Oreos. That's the the cinnamon.
Yeah,
along with the vanilla cream.
I've never been big on them, so I'll pass.
Yeah, the churros.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
Even fresh churros. Oh, they may go down to Texas, visit my younger brother, go get churros. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I'll tell you what I like is the sopapillas. Those are the fluffy pastry like, and you pour a little, drizzle a little honey on them. Really good stuff.
I don't like eating soap.
No. Yes, and you ate a lot of it in your days in Irvington.
My mother made me.
Voluntarily.
He used to call him Lava Boy.
That stuff had grit.
You wake up first thing in the morning here. Eat this soap because I know you're going to do something during the day.
That's why I had no teeth when I was 12. It just ground them down.
The lava does that to you.
Yes, it does.
That was nasty stuff, man.
Yeah.
It was.
It worked.
It would wear your ass out, I'm going to tell you what.
Not supposed to use it there.
It would take layers.
I didn't say you couldn't. I didn't see where it said you couldn't.
Crown Royal.
Okay, moving on. Yeah.
Yes, we should.
Please.
Crown Royal is debuting the new limited edition blackberry flavor. So, of course, this is the latest. We have the apple. We have other flavor. We have cinnamon flavored whiskey and bourbons, and now blackberry is the latest flavored whiskey du jour.
I kind of like to have a bourbon flavored bourbon.
Yeah,
personally.
Yeah, so you can taste all the subtle.
Yeah, I'd like to have Canadian flavored Canadian and rye flavored rye, Scotch flavored Scotch.
Which is it? Are you Tennessee or Kentucky? That's a big debate now in the bourbon world.
Kentucky.
You like Kentucky bourbon?
Okay. Yeah, I mean it's where it all started.
Yeah, so you're not a fan of Tennessee sour mash, huh?
I don't drink it.
Mm. Really at all?
Mm. I don't drink any whiskey.
Yes, you do. Is it in Bailey's?
Well, that Bailey's is liqueur.
Yeah. Oh,
liqueur.
Oh, I say.
It's liqueur.
Yeah. Christian, he drinks liqueur.
Liqueur.
Pardonnez-moi, monsieur.
There's a difference for the more sophisticated.
Can I have some more liqueur?
Excuse me, does your dog bite?
Not that bonehead bulldog whiskey you guys are drinking.
Liqueur.
Yeah. Lily's Irish cream liqueur.
You know where else they drink liqueur?
Oui, Monsieur.
Right by the plaza they do.
Yes.
All right, if you drink enough of that, you might even see the plaza.
That's right. We'll see you in a couple. Appreciate
all
that.
Right.
It is coming up on 6:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. But today's the day. And so the question is, and we'll get to this maybe next hour, what happens? And here in big caps over the week in a truth social truth, Donald Trump said, I have $500 million in cash. That's what he said. I've got $500 million in cash. Sort of like taunting Letitia James. Taunting her, too. Because, you know, he's not going to spend the cash. He went out to try to get a bond, put up real estate.
Right.
And then bond, of course, as we now have heard, that 30 different surety agencies or bond agencies would not do it because it's absurd. It's ridiculous. Even the Big Dig, which was a $25 billion project.
Over a quarter of a century.
Right. In Boston, didn't have, I think they had roughly a half a billion dollar bond.
Yeah.
But Trump's saying, no, I'm not spending my cash, which I need on my campaign, on this bond. So he's kind of taunting Letitia James into action. Go ahead, see if and I think if she does move today to seize anything, and it's complicated because of these leveraged partnerships at the Trump Tower, Trump Plaza. It's not like Trump just owns everything by himself. He was pretty smart when he set up these entities because they're all leveraged. They're shared partnerships, so you can't go in and just seize a portion of it. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. And in New York, all Trump would have to do really is just to squat in his own building, and it would force probably some kind of lengthy eviction process.
That'd be hilarious.
Would that not be funny? That would be just desserts, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
All right, your calls and comments coming up next. Unfortunately, another crime, this time a stabbing at White Marsh Mall. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Sanja loves to bathe, but her feet, they were throbbing. Then one day, I found a solution. Arch Supports from the Good Feet store. Have foot pain? Good Feet could help.
You too can live the life you love with Arch Supports from the Good Feet store.
Hi, this is Frank Morano. Are you ready for talk radio unlike anything you've ever heard? Join me for an unexpected journey through current events, paranormal tidbits, and pop culture. You'll enjoy my unique take on the news, what made headlines and what didn't, plus timely guests and your calls. It's The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano, weekday mornings from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Every time I see this footage of the bum rush at the border, I think exactly how naive the political left has been to think somehow that we have a bunch of peaceful people who are fleeing aggression in their own home countries. I'm sorry, you don't bum rush razor wire as they did if you're just a bunch of peaceful people fleeing oppression in your own country. Something else is playing out here. And for the left to contend anything else is foolish.
Yeah, and you look at what happened in Moscow on Friday with what appears to be Islamo-fundamentalist terrorists mowing down what hundreds of people did in that concert hall. They're blaming ISIS-K. I'm not sure that that's accurate or not, but that's what the intelligence community is feeding us. They want us to think it's ISIS-K. So we'll have to wait and see. But this is a threat. We just heard all the lights going off by Christopher Wray. Now more than ever, this border is not secure. And believe it or not, this is what allegedly Speaker Johnson was fighting for in previous negotiations, is to secure the border. Otherwise, we're going to shut it down. Well, he got rolled. He got completely steamrolled by the Democrats, by the swamp, because guess what? In this bill that they just passed and Biden signed over the weekend, 5,000 illegal aliens a day are allowed to come over the border. 5,000. They're not securing the border. They're not shutting anything down. It's an absolute joke. And we're going to have more people die from fentanyl, more Lake and Riley's Travis Wolfs, and others are going to die at the hands of illegal aliens. And because Joe Biden and the deep state and the swamp and the Uniparty just don't care. They don't care.
6:53 right now. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
So looking at the Beltway over on the southwest side and right here at the BW Parkway and the Beltway, the lanes are open. We can see the parkway underneath the 695 bridge. Looks like all the lanes are open. The west side has filled in now. It's a lot more solid from I-70 down through Frederick Road. So eventually that's going to back up towards Liberty Road, might get back to 795. And the Parkville side also now beginning to fill in with a little more traffic, but the speeds are still good in the area between Harford Road and Providence Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your weather channel forecast for today, sunny and dry and 55 right now, 33 in Pasadena, 29 in Parkville. You're on the morning drive with Casey and Elliot, and we have seen now the Maryland General Insane Asylum wrapping up in just a couple of weeks. From now in their latest session, they're not serious about resolving the epidemic of crime in the state and the epidemic of youth violence. And it's not just that the city offenders and repeat violent offenders are crossing out into surrounding counties, Southern Anne Arundel, Baltimore County, etc., but it's the mindset. The mindset that criminals now are developing, no respect for law enforcement because they can't do anything. They can't touch us, too. Yeah. We can get away with stuff because, especially if you're a juvenile. We are now learning of a stabbing at White Marsh Mall. Happened inside one of the major retail stores. I understand it was Macy's Saturday afternoon. According to police, a female shoplifter stabbed a worker, which I understand may be a security guard, before fleeing the store. According to Baltimore County Police, the male victim is expected to recover from his wounds. And this comes just a week after a shooting near White Marsh Mall in the parking lot outside of White Marsh Mall. And this is becoming, and this was, you know, a couple of, was it last year, year before, there was a shooter in at the Avenue, not too far from there. And so this is becoming a hot spot now for crime in Baltimore County. And some of the residents, you might imagine, are a little bit concerned.
When most people come to work, they don't think they're going to get stabbed. Yeah, that's crazy, huh?
Yeah, heart-wrenching.
Yeah, last year a man was shot near the mall and dropped off at the Olive Garden right across from the mall. And again, there was a 52-year-old and a 17-year-old arrested for that shooting. And as you might imagine, you know, people go out on a they're out shopping at the mall. They have to run out for a few things to do some errands or whatever. And now all of a sudden, the next thing you know, again, you've got stabbings and shootings, and the residents are not happy about it.
I lived in White Marsh for 20-plus years, so for everyone that lives around here, it's quite concerning.
Yeah, we were actually at Towson Town over the weekend, and you know, during the day, we were there on Sunday afternoon, nice and peaceful, but we commented to each other, Mrs. Elliott and I, that this is nice now, but I would not come here on a Friday or a Saturday evening. It just, you don't feel safe there. You don't feel safe at White Marsh. The one thing about this, I mean, okay, you're a shoplifter, you get caught. You've now escalated the charge against you. You got to figure there's security cameras everywhere there. You've now escalated the charges against you rather substantially. All right, so if you're a shoplifter, you get caught. You're a shoplifter. You got caught.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be a big deal. You stab somebody?
Well, listen, this was, according to the radio police call, a black female in the Macy's there that stabbed this security guard and then proceeded to get into a red Honda and drive away. I'm sure there are license plate readers or cameras that are able to get pull that license plate. So I think it's just a matter of time before Baltimore County Police track down this man. This is attempted murder. You stab somebody, that is an attempted murder charge, or should be, and I would think that Scott Schellenberger, of Baltimore County State's Attorney, would at least, at the very least, try to make sure that would be charged.
I would think so, because the idea would be to make sure that any other shoplifter understands you don't cross that line. If you're going to come here and try to steal stuff, okay, if you get away with it, we'll get you sooner or later.
This is the kind of stuff that leads to companies, and I'm saying Macy's policy.
They close down, go away.
They close down, they go away, and the Macy's already is closing a bunch of stores. But then they develop these anti-confrontational policies where they just say, let them shoplift. Let them walk out of the store. We don't want to put any of our employees in jeopardy. And here you have a security guard who was stabbed trying to stop a shoplifter. Imagine the hubris. Imagine now the fact that I'm going to kill you because you've now stopped me from
stealing
my ill-gotten gains or whatever it is. Jewelry, who knows what the actual item was. But it's very, very, very sad. This is where we are today. The lack of morals completely has been flushed down the proverbial toilet.
Indeed. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you. I talked to somebody this past weekend, a little hard of hearing. Well, imagine not being able to hear those birds chirp first thing in the morning. I love that sound. Hearing your favorite song, or maybe you realize that you or your spouse, your mom, your dad, brother, sister, maybe a son or a daughter are missing pieces of conversations with friends. Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, call Audiology Associates 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team will take a gentle and empathetic approach to your treatment plan. They do with every single patient. And there's a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates, the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for 45 years plus, offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100, online aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
Stick around here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on this Monday morning. Coming up next after it's 7:05, Kamala Harris continues to befuddle. We'll take a look at the Maryland Senate race after a stumble by David Trone, who picks up the Congressional Black Caucus. Well, certainly it's going to be him, and much more. Stay here on the Morning Drive.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore's listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. For Donald Trump, this is deadline day. Barring a last-minute reprieve, he must pay a more than $450 million bond. Risk having his assets seized by New York Attorney General Letitia James. On Friday, Mr. Trump announced he had secured the bond money, the civil fraud case, part of what the former president says is a political vendetta against him designed to impede his White House campaign. It's election interference, according to Mr. Trump. President Biden continues to urge Congress to pass emergency funding for Ukraine and Israel, as well as a so-called border security bill.
In a weekend statement, the president said the House must pass the bipartisan National Security Supplemental to advance America's national security interests. The emergency funding for Ukraine and Israel has been bogged down in Congress for weeks. Mr. Biden also called on lawmakers to pass the bipartisan border security agreement, but that deal collapsed last month when Republican senators ended months of negotiations with Democrats. And now Congress is on a two-week recess. Greg Clugston, the White House.
As President Biden campaigns for re-election at a furious pace, his 2024 rival, Donald Trump, has been forced to deal with the numerous legal challenges thrown at him by his political foes. Mr. Trump has held just a single campaign event since locking up the GOP presidential nomination 13 days ago. Biden, meanwhile, has been barnstorming the country. Bruised and battered, four suspects in the Moscow terror attack have appeared in a Russian courtroom. ISIS claims responsibility for the assault that killed more than 130 people. Ukraine denies Vladimir Putin's claim that it had a hand in the deadly attack. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red so far. The Dow futures are down 76 points. NASDAQ futures off 72. S&P futures 14 points lower ahead of this morning's opening bell. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief, thank the pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Trish Regan provides the analysis you need each day on the Trish Regan Podcast on the Salem Podcast Network.
The Democrats keep getting this one wrong. They think that they can just flip states. And suddenly all the Hispanics are going to vote for Joe Biden. And in fact, what you're actually seeing in places like Texas is Hispanic. They're overwhelmingly coming out in favor of Trump.
Subscribe to the Trish Regan Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Good morning. It's 7:03, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning. Chuck Whitaker.
Now we're looking at I-97 at Benfield Boulevard down through New Cut Road and through that area. All the lanes are open. Switching cameras over to 295 in the area at Route 100 and also Arundel Mills Boulevard down through Brockbridge Road and Route 32. The pace is good. The lanes are open. It's a little busy northbound on the parkway coming up from the Capitol Beltway and through the ramps at Powder Mill Road. JFX still okay. You're good right now from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Clear and cold to begin this Monday. The afternoon high should eventually get close to 55 with sunshine and a light breeze out of the northeast, and then clouds will spread in tonight with a low dropping to 36. Mostly cloudy for Tuesday with a high near 54, and then wet weather on Wednesday with showers developing and a high near 58. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Duntalk has 31 degrees. Aberdeen currently 34 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning 5 with Casey and Elliott. Mayor Brandon Scott scheduled to deliver his annual State of the City address in Baltimore Center stage this evening. His address comes just before voters decide his political future in the Maryland primary on May 14th. He'll be joined by the city, elected local leaders, and Baltimore residents during his address. Retired mechanic and home repair worker who is a community activist and block captain for Oakford Avenue, Ross Norwood has passed away. Norwood was 88 when he died March 10th of kidney disease near Pikesville. His work as a mechanic included several years in Errol Scheib Auto Shop in Greymount. He co-founded the House of Prayer of Restoration and earned a Lifetime Achievement Award for the Park Heights networking community in 1996. Queen Latifah showing her love for Governor Wes Moore during the recent NAACP Image Awards. She congratulated Moore for becoming Maryland's first black governor. Queen Latifah spoke about celebrating black excellence and the greatness before her shout-out. Moore is only the fifth black person to serve as governor in the United States. It's 7:05. WCBM Sports is next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buying as is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
WCBM Sports, well, the Orioles are done. They're done with the Grapefruit League and on to the regular season. Orioles' next game is opening day Thursday at home against the Angels. Nationals blown out 10-1 by the split squad Mets in their final Grapefruit League game. The Nationals play a team of their prospects tomorrow before opening the season on Thursday at the Reds. Peter Malnati celebrating a victory after winning the 2024 Valspar Championship. Malnati shot a 67 in the final round to finish atop the leaderboard at 12 under par. It's his second career tour victory for the 36-year-old. Cameron Young fell just a couple of strokes behind Malnati for second at 10 under. And William Byron, celebrating the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix victory after holding off Christopher Bell in a very close finish at the Circuit of the Americas. Rivals neck-to-neck when the white flag came out, finished within 0.6 seconds of each other. It's 7:07, lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3, 534. Your pick 4, 6259. And now you are up to date on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employers, and advertisers of WCBM. But they should be.
real stories.
Raise the debt ceiling.
China.
That fentanyl.
Law and order.
For real life.
The price of everything.
China. Drugs are still crossing over.
I never really feel safe.
Check in often for updates.
Know the latest information.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. You can join the conversation 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagerick, and your top story is coming up in this hour.
Jessica Tarlov, the thorn in everybody's side from the political left, had a pseudo-apology she made earlier this week.
What was actually said during the hearing was that the law firm representing Mr. Bobulinski was paid by a Trump PAC. I have seen no indication those payments were made in connection with Mr. Bobulinski's legal fees, and he denies that they were.
And an update for you on the Maryland Senate race with Lockdown Larry, David Trone, Angela also Brooks, especially after Mr. Trone's unfortunate racial slip and slur.
That's quite a slip.
On Friday, so we'll get you caught up to date on that as well.
Well, let's start with the Vice President of the United States of America. The following musical interlude is brought to you in honor of Kamala Harris. Now, this is down in Puerto Rico, where Kamala went to visit, and she's clapping along, having a good time, until the translator next door leaned over and said, I'd like you to know what they're singing. They're singing, "We want to know, Kamala, what did you come here for?" We want to know.
To clap. To clap like a trained seal.
We want to know, what did you come here for? And at which point, she stopped applauding. But it wasn't until the translator said, "Okay, they're mocking you. You might want to stop applauding." At which point she did stop applauding. God bless. It's just a wonderful country. And they also wanted to know, hey, what do you think of the colony? I mean, the colony of Puerto Rico. And then, of course, while there, it was time to haul out the old golden oldies. She was talking with the governor of Puerto Rico, and she decided, hey, you know, it's been a long time since we talked about the passage of time.
The governor and I, and we were all doing a tour of the library here, and talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time in terms of what we need to do to lay these wires, what we need to do to create these jobs. And there is such great significance to the passage of time when we think about a day in the life of our children.
Yeah. the golden oldies always get you, don't they? I mean, it's like joke number 473 out of Chuck's Rolodex. Then she had an interview with a reporter, I think it was from NBC, who asked her, did you happen to see the bum rush at the border? After that question, Kamala gave the following non-answer.
Did you watch that border video down in El Paso? And does that send a message to Americans that the border is secure?
We are very clear, and I think most Americans are clear, that we have a broken immigration system and we need to fix it.
That wasn't the answer. The answer was either yes, I watched it, or no, I didn't watch it. So by not coming around, of course I watched it. No, she didn't watch it. She had no interest in watching it because that doesn't fit with their agenda, and that little intrusion of reality might shatter her in some fashion. It's just amazing. And then she was asked, all right, different theater here. Let's talk about Gaza and how you guys feel in the administration about whether or not the Israelis should move forward in Rafah.
We have been clear in multiple conversations and in every way that any major military operation in Rafah would be a huge mistake.
For whom? Would be the question. Or, I mean, in what fashion? Have you told the Israelis you can stop funding them?
Yeah, she said there would be consequences. Bibi Netanyahu goes into Rafah, she said there would be consequences.
But she didn't specify what consequences.
No.
We give them a stern talking to. I mean, what would the consequences be? What would the consequences be to Israel if they do not go into Rafah, leaving most of the Hamas terrorists who are still there fine? They're just fine. And then she said, look, I'm an expert in this. You know why? Because I can read a map.
He came out and said he wants to put hundreds of millions of dollars of his own money into his campaign. Right. And how do they deprive him of that? They have that judge come up with an astronomical number, give you zero time to post a bond that's not even commercially available.
That remarkably sounds like Eric Trump. And I'm so amazed that Kamala Harris has the ability to do impressions like that. I really am.
She's a gifted vocalist.
Yeah. What she said was, I've studied the map, and there's nowhere for these people to go. Yeah, they could, but of course, that would mean Jordan or Egypt or some other country would have to open the gates for them. But to assume somehow it's the Israelis' fault that the other Arab countries don't want those individuals there, that don't fly. 7:13 right now, traffic weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And once again, here he is, the man for all traffic. Yeah, they had a whole movie about him recently, actually, a couple years ago. The man for all traffic. Chuck Whitaker.
Who played that?
Oh, wow. Who was it?
Richard Burton.
No, it wasn't. I'll work on it. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. Southbound I-97, Route 32, very minor delay there right now. Still okay coming down from Benfield Boulevard. Great shape right now coming off the Bay Bridge. And again, most of the traffic early in the morning is westbound from Stevensville, and you're clear all the way over towards I-97. Nothing major. We're looking at the Beltway now at the Curtis Creek Bridge on the south side. Still clear. The Beltway actually got a little better in the last half an hour or so. Thought it might get worse, but right now it's fine between Liberty Road and Route 40. The Parkville side, a little busy right there at Hartford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, sunny and dry and 55 today, and then low 36 tonight. It'll be a cloudy 54 tomorrow, rain moving in Tuesday afternoon. Showers possible on Wednesday. 35 right now in Annapolis. It is 31 in Severn, and it is time once again for our MAGA movement update.
Macho, macho man, yeah. I've got to be a macho man. Macho, macho man, yeah. I've got to be a macho.
My fellow citizens, America's comeback starts right now.
All right, the big win for Donald Trump in Louisiana in the Republican primary. He takes all the delegates there, so he continues to roll on with a Republican nomination. By the way, this shock poll out in a CNN poll in Michigan shows President Trump beating Joe Biden by 8 points in a head-to-head matchup, 50-42. And I think it's his policies on the EVs and that is going to kill the automotive industry that's driving a lot of this in Michigan. And then, of course, you've got
a lot of Middle Easterners there, too.
In Dearborn Estate, in pockets. But I think the larger story is
the auto industry.
Auto industry. And even with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. factored in, Donald Trump wins, I think, by six in Michigan. Former RNC Chairwoman Rhonda McDaniel admits first we'll get to her in just a second, but I wanted to play what MTG said on Friday when she was being asked about this motion to vacate after once again America First and MAGA Nation was betrayed by Speaker Johnson. And make no mistake about it, this was the entire GOP leadership. Steve Scalise voted for this. Elise Stefanik voted for this as well. And here's MTG, one of the few Republicans actually to stand up and be principled enough to call them out.
Do you really think that there's someone who can get 218 votes to become Speaker of the House?
I certainly hope so.
I mean, it was so hard to go the last time. You're going
to
go through.
It was hard to go the last time, but look at where we are now. They just passed a funding bill that doesn't secure our border, does nothing to stop the daily invasion. This budget funds full-term abortion. It funds DEI. It funds trans ideology on our youth as young as 12 years old. We're already in crisis. So
is this the fight for real leadership. Is this the fight you want to have in an election year?
Absolutely. It's the fight I want to have in an election year because, damn it, I want to win that House. I want to win the White House. I want to win the Senate. And I want to restore this country back to greatness again, back to safety, back to security for every single American, because right now we don't have it, and that's the fault of Democrats and the Biden administration.
Councilman, you were against this when it was...
So like her or dislike her, MTG's a fighter. And I think that's what a lot of Americans respect about this. She fights for her principles, for her beliefs. One of the few that actually do that in Washington.
Yeah, I think Americans right now are tired of quiet, you know, we're going to somehow work through the system and get things done very quietly because it never gets done that way. They want somebody who's going to stand up and say, this is where I draw the red line, and this particular red line means something, unlike the Biden red line or the Obama red line.
It should speak volumes, by the way. Her first gig after being forced out of the RNC, Romney McDaniel, is joining MSNBC as a paid political contributor. Her first stop is on NBC Meet the Depressed.
Let's dive right into this and start with your decision to step down as RNC chair. If you can, take me behind the scenes a little bit. Were you pushed out of your role?
Well, there's no question that as RNC chair, you have to remain neutral. And we had a primary process. And so we did have debates, right? We had debates and there was tension and a little friction that started during that process. It was well played out in the media. And I knew at that point when I was doing that role and we were going to have debates that when the nominee came forward and it was likely to be President Trump, that they would want to switch. And that's his right as nominee.
And so were you pushed out by him?
He absolutely wanted me to move aside and wanted Michael Whatley and Laura Trump to come in.
As he should, because let's review the record, shall we? Romney McDaniels, under her quote-unquote leadership and all the scandals with the financial stuff, Republicans got waxed in 2018, 2020, 2022, and 2023. 8 governor races were lost, 3 Senate seats lost, 19 House seats lost, and 1 presidential race. I think we've seen enough of Romney McDaniel for the near future. Special election for the McCarthy seat is heading for a May runoff, and that is Vince Fong is the MAGA Trump-endorsed candidate there. Hopefully will prevail in California. Lisa Murkowski, we'll hear from her maybe a little bit later on in the show. But I think another big story is that Christopher Miller, who was at the Pentagon under the Trump administration, is now saying that the J6 committee threatened him as a witness. That Liz Cheney and the J6 committee said that they were going to make life very difficult for Chris Miller if he didn't come and testify the way they wanted him to testify. So I'm just curious as to why now we're finding this out. He should have been screaming to the heavens when it happened. Mm-hmm. But now, of course, a lot of people are trying to save their reputations. Cash Patel warned about this kind of stuff years ago, but now we're seeing it because now everybody thinks Trump's going to win. So everybody wants to be on his good side again. Just 227 days to go.
Macho, macho.
And soon we will be a great nation again.
7:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney. And you have no idea where to start. What do we do?
You know, I'd say join the club, really. You know, everybody faces this problem. You've been raising your family all these years. You've been working hard at your job to support your family and make sure everyone's happy and healthy and successful. And this really started to show up when my partner, Michael Connett, who's an estate planning attorney, we were doing a lot of tax returns. And we'd be seeing these opportunities and saying, hey, go talk to your financial advisor, go talk to your broker, ask them to do this for you. And then We just had this light bulb go off, really, that said, hey, it makes sense to bring all of this under one roof so that we're talking about estate planning. We're talking about taxes. We're talking about your investments because everything works together. So for the next five callers that are truly serious about saving money on taxes and saving money in retirement, I want to encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. Now, as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Ryan and Mike want to help you protect your life savings. So call ProStatus Financial now at 866-597-1040. 866-597-1040 and at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
From time to time, you will hear various contests on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Here are the generic rules for all WCBM contests. You must be 21 years of age or over to enter. There is no purchase necessary. You will find a complete and more specific set of contest rules at our website, WCBM.com. Thanks for playing and listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Back in my disco days, 723, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
You wearing your leisure suit?
That's right. What was it? Bowman's, right?
Yeah.
Off at the Bowman's, go down to the basement, dance disco.
Yeah. Hey, good stuff. They had wings back in those days, too.
That's right.
Good wings. Oh, very nice. Outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, there was a wreck just cleared to the shoulder at the area around the Connecticut Avenue ramp. So they're off to the side, but looking at the camera back at 29, slowing there, and it's going to back up to New Hampshire Avenue. So we're moving traffic again to see people going down the hill from Georgia Avenue to the Mormon Temple. Not going to recover anytime soon. Right now, it's about a 15 to 20-minute extra delay for the traffic in Montgomery County on that section of 495. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, it is going to be sunny and dry today, 55 down to 36 for the low tonight. Right now it is sunny and 32 in Middle River, 29 in Bel Air. At 7:35 this morning, an update on the Maryland Senate race between Lockdown Larry, Robin Ficker on the Republican side, David Trone, Angela Alsobrooks. Big news on David Trone and Angela Alsobrooks as well. And at 7:45 we choose your fake news. At 7:55, Fox has to apologize for something one of their talent said on air, and of course we have Chuck Todd whining about Romney McDaniel.
Yes.
Let's take a call here. Judy in Baltimore.
Morning, Judy.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I recently retired from a federal agency, and I found out that several did the same thing. They requested for people, employees, to do a detail, which means you are rented out of the office for a few months, to go to the border to help with the children. They were aiding trafficking. And then I heard from a very, very good source that they got cash awards. This is what your tax dollars are going to. And the other thing is they pushed out all the baby boomers and kept saying, we want fresh new faces. So most of the people that are there are just young people. And when Obama came in, I couldn't believe the hiring I saw. It was outrageous. When is this going to stop? It's horrible.
It is horrible. You're absolutely right. And you are, anybody that participates in that is aiding and abetting in the human trafficking at our southern border. I would contact members of Congress, get them on this if they're not aware of it already.
I mean, it can't be from our state because they don't do anything.
Yeah, I mean, but here.